In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You have a beautiful church here. I have to apologize to you all because I have said some things that are incorrect about this place. I was telling people that this church here was smaller than our little mission in Saint-Inez. I got it reversed. This is twice the size of the one in Saint-Inez. I got the two too confused in that way. We were just in Saint-Inez on Saturday. Man, this is gorgeous. I'd forgotten how beautiful the altar is and how you've done such a great job taking care of this. The first time I came here, maybe it was the second time. You can't remember. That's when you got the brand new doors over there. And it looks like they stood the test of time, even though it's been a while since we've been able to be here. Thanks be to God. The Lord is really taking care of you all who are here. And especially, it's wonderful to see how full the church is here. If only there was so much faith everywhere else that we go. And here on this day, where we all come together here, to honor not merely those who have gone on before, who have given the ultimate sacrifice of their lives in combat and defense of the nation and this freedom, which we do recognize on this day, but in a greater way. And we're here to recognize that Our Lady is our mother. And we come back to this place where so many of our ancestors have come before and worshipped and prayed and been nourished by this beautiful ground, which is here. Thanks be to God, we got rain last night, right? Mr. Baca knows what it's like to get a lot of rain. He's out there in Santa Rosa, and we've got a lot of it in the past 2 weeks. Fort Sumner in the area around here seems to often be skipped. Those of you who come from Clovis know what it's like to always get rain, and so we're jealous of you. We're jealous of you who always get the storms out there, but then you have to deal with the tornadoes and everything else, too, the harsh weather that comes with it. We're here to honor, in a particular way, Our Lady of Guadalupe. She's our mother. That's what I was going with the Trujillos in the sacristy just before the Mass, explaining to you that I wanted to make sure that when I came back, even though I left everything in Santa Rosa, and so I had to make a trip and come back, that's why we're late, I apologize. But I wanted to make sure that I grabbed my finest vestment from Fort Sumner to be able to have that here, because it honors Our Lady. And so I wanted to make sure that we grabbed that. Those of you who are here present from Santa Rosa, probably you've never seen this vestment, right? That's right. It's because I keep it here in Fort Sumner, because those who are here in Fort Sumner have a strong connection to Our Lady, especially with a greater proportion of those who come directly from Mexico who are here and assist at Mass as opposed to other places. I want to turn your attention, though we usually shouldn't do something like this, but it's before I get into the scriptural stuff, the things of the faith, to one man who's here with us. His name is Herman Baca, and he's right here with us. Yeah, I got to do it because we need to build strength here. Okay, we're here today to honor Our Lady of Guadalupe. Well, the other county, just a little bit north of us, is Our Lady of Guadalupe County, and it's been a great dream and a great gift of Herman Baca here that he's trying to petition the government there. We know how difficult it is to work anything in government. But he's petitioning the government, and I think we should join him in this, because he wishes to see that Our Lady of Guadalupe is all the more greatly honored in that county, which takes the name of Guadalupe. And he can tell you all the more about it than I can myself, about what it is, because he's lived the history. I'm just a burqueño, so this outside of Burke things is new to me. I've only since being a priest, or in the seminary really, been exposed to those things which are on this part of the state. But we know how that county there struggled, because this anti-Catholic movement that's gone throughout the whole of our nation's history, but especially revisited upon us in about half a decade ago, all the more strongly, sought to destroy the name of Our Lady of Guadalupe here within our state from the county. And so it was removed. They named it, I don't even remember the name, some white guy named County, right? What was it?
Leonard Wood,
right there. See? Leonard Wood County, and to draw its heritage from there instead of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Well, then what happened to the great Catholic people of that county? They rallied together. They came together and petitioned the government year after year, time after time, causing a storm of such that I'm not allowed to mention what kind of storm it is from the pulpit. They caused that havoc within the government to say, no, give us back Our Lady. Give us back Our Lady. Well, where did that faith go? Where did that action go? Where did the ability to rally around something that's important go away from us? To where we just accept the sidelining of our faith? To allow us to be pushed to the side, to be marginalized in a state which has always been marginalized in the faith. I don't know if you know this, but New Mexico was not made one of the last states to be admitted to the Union of the United States because we didn't qualify, because we didn't have our stuff together, because we weren't able to have a high enough population. Do you know why we weren't allowed to become a state for so long? I'm not pulling stories over you. My secular professor talked to me about this when I was studying politics in the university. It's because, and he's not Catholic, by the way. Just a regular white guy. He said, it's just the truth. But he himself reminded us very strongly that the reason why we were not allowed throughout the many times where we petitioned to become a state was because of our Catholic faith. The fear of our government, that's totally against Catholicism and always has been, said that if we allow New Mexico, little New Mexico, to become a state, the Pope will have a stronghold within the United States, and he will rule the United States through New Mexico. And so out of this anti-Catholic bigotry, said no to statehood over and over and over again to our fear New Mexico. So we as a people need to rally around our faith all the more strongly and to seek that in little ways, we can put the faith in the forefront of our own lives individually first. That's the most important thing. You're already doing that here. I don't know if you know this, but Mondays aren't typically holy days of obligation anywhere within the United States. I don't know if you know that. Even when a holy day of obligation falls on a Monday, unless it happens to be Christmas, unless it happens to be the feast day of the United States of America, December 8th, the feast of the Immaculate Conception, those are the only times when it becomes a holy day of obligation. So you don't have to be here, but you're here. And what does that say about you? Do you value something of the faith? That you're here doing something which is great. Well, then to take that beyond that and to see what can we do to bring the faith back into the public square all the more. What Mr. Baca is wanting to do here with lots of people, not all by himself, he wants to push it on everybody else as well, but to rally around this project to be able to have Our Lady honored within the county that bears her name. to have a beautiful installation that will recognize that Our Lady of Guadalupe is our great patroness, to see that our mother is honored as we know that our mothers always should be honored. So to get behind whatever it is that he's doing, ask him, talk to him afterwards to find out what's going on with that, to see what we can do to rally around it and to push it forward little by little. Because every gain for the faith, even if you're not from Our Lady of Guadalupe County, even if you're from someplace far distance or even outside of the state, any gain that we make for the faith anywhere is a gain that we all share, because we as Catholics, we don't have a me and Jesus mentality. That's something that's foreign to the Catholic faith. Something that Protestants have, a me and Jesus mentality. As Catholics, we're about each other. But what we know to be true is that even after this life, what does the soul do? We as Catholics know that we have a communion of saints. What does the communion of saints remind you and I of? That those who have gone on before, those who have made it, those who are our heroes within the faith, they don't just bask in the glory of what it's like to be with God forever and say, yes, I'm finally here, forget about everything else that happened before. As Catholics, what we do, we know that this is what our faith teaches. And those who aren't Catholics, if they make it to heaven, well, then they'll have a wake-up call and get on board. What do they do? All the saints in heaven, every one of them says, hey, heaven's not full yet. There's still people that we've left behind. And so we've got to go back and get them. And so what do the saints in heaven do? Continually pray, intercede, and ask God's mercy upon those who are still journeying in this life, those who are still suffering, waiting in the queue there in purgatory, and saying, we're not content ever until all of our brothers and sisters get home. Because that's what Catholics do, and that's why we do so well when we enter into the military, don't we? That's why there's always a higher percentage of Catholics, those who are Catholic, or at least have their grandparents who are Catholic, if they've abandoned their faith because of various reasons because of that. That's why we do so well within the military, because we know that our brothers, our men-at-arms, need to be taken care of as well. That's why you see such a great percentage of those who have won these medals of honor happen to be Catholics. And all chaplains, everyone who's ever received one of these great medals has been a Catholic priest. So here we are, honoring Our Lady today. And what does she remind you and I of? Our Lady of Guadalupe is a pregnant mother. Our Lady of Guadalupe is a mother who has concern for those who are least and smallest. St. Juan Diego, one of the great patrons of the church, one of the great saints, was a little indio. A little boy in an outskirt place, in a place where his people were being diminished little by little, not just by disease, but also he saw his culture evaporating as it went by. And they wondered, well, is this going to be the end for us? Or are we just going to be destroyed? Well, Our Lady came down to visit that one, who says, I'm a little small one, a little unimportant one. We can even think of, maybe I'm a New Mexican. Or maybe my family comes from little tiny Guadalupe that nobody can point out on a map. And she goes and visits that one and says, it's because you're so small that I can actually use you. Because you're so pushed aside by everybody else, that's why you'll be more believable. Because everybody else pushes you aside, I show that you are great. And when you do what I say, given from God, then everybody will see how great God is. And if you look at that exact same thing throughout the whole history of the scriptures, those are the people that God chooses to work on. He doesn't take the high and mighty. He takes those who are unknown. He chooses little Saul from the backwater village over there to become king. And then when he doesn't do well, what does he do? Take somebody from an even smaller place, from an even more backwater place, so much so that his father said, let that little boy just stay out in the pastures, tending the sheep. Because obviously he's not important enough even to call over here. His other brothers are. And he's the one who God chose to rule over all of Israel, to set them free from their enemies. And even after he failed miserably, said, because his heart is after my own heart, he's still somebody I can use, and his children and children and children even beyond, because of his faithfulness. That's what you and I have as our heritage as well. Our mother is one who seeks those who are small and pushed aside. And so when you feel small or pushed aside, know that you're exactly the kind of person that Our Lady wants to visit, wants to spend time with, and wants to build up. What does she say within her message? She says to him, when he says, look, I was trying to avoid you. I was going the other way around. I wanted nothing to do with you because I had something else that's on my heart. What did Our Lady say? She said, oh, my Juan Diaguito, my little one. Says, you're not insignificant, but rather, she said, am I not here? Who am your mother? Do I not hide you under my mantle? Are you not found within the crossing of my arms, just like this little child in the arms of his mother? You have no need to fear this difficulty, this pain, this illness of your uncle, or anything else which is sharp or painful. This is the way any mother treats her little ones, but all the more perfectly, our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, who sees two people who are two cultures who are at loggerheads with one another, ready in a moment as a powder keg to destroy one another. And so she reminds them, I'm an Indian woman, but I take a Spanish name because I'm mother of both of you. I'm a mother of a people mezclado, a mixed people. And you're the ones who will be those of my special care and protection. Mothers are always trying to get their children to stop fighting with one another. And so it's the same with you and I, that whatever squabbles that we have, maybe that arise within a family so easily torn apart, torn apart by nonsense. That Our Lady is here to bring us back together. And so, recognizing this particular aspect of who our mother is, ponder for a moment. Maybe those things which have gone on within your own life, maybe here within your family, those hardships, those difficulties, those things which easily cause us to cause strife among one another, not just among those who are here, those who you know who aren't here, maybe because they're the ones who feel pushed aside. Their mother wants all of her children to come back together and to find a unity of her principle as being both children of the same mother and children who belong here within her church, to be reconciled to her son. And if you find that hurt is too great for you to be able to find a way forward, too painful, too sharp, too raw, remember what Our Lady said. You have nothing to fear, anything of that. She's already working a healing, just as she did for Juan Bernardino, the uncle who recovered, and he's the one who she spoke what her name was. Ask Our Lady for his particular grace, that through whatever our Lord does here within the great power unleashed here in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that healing can already be begun to be worked, and your soul already be reconciled into the family, the whole of our families. I come back once again and return to the practice of the faith and see Our Lady honored here within our land. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.